What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Excuse me.
That's a bad start.
Oh, boy. That's a bad omen. That's an auger is what that is. Live from Studio C.
C, senor.
A dimly lit room deep within the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound. And today, we're under the tutelage of our general manager.
Columbia University. Roiled by protests, violence, buildings occupied, windows broken.
I was just listening to NPR. They called them anti-war protests. All right. I suppose if you want to be incredibly general about it, you could call it anti-war protests, or pro-terrorist protests, or anti-Israel protests, or even more specific, anti-Jews being alive protests.
NPR is a joke. A completely unfunny, cruel joke. May they burn in the deepest, darkest pits of hell. Amen.
I don't remember who I was quoting yesterday who was screaming, "Where are the adults?" But man, I woke up today feeling embarrassed as an adult for adults. Doesn't mean we're all like this, but I'm just embarrassed on behalf of adulthood that Columbia told these protesters, "You have until 2 p.m. Then you need to go. You have to go. No two ways about it. We mean it this time." Then 2 p.m. came and went. They didn't do a single thing, and overnight the students broke into a building and occupied it. That's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed as an adult. You told your kid, "One more cookie. You eat one more cookie, and that's it. You've never seen me be so angry." And then they ended up eating the entire plate.
Right, and you just sit there sputtering. How do people... Well, the answer to my question is academia, dude. I was going to say, how do people reach the point in their lives that a lot of these folks are at and without having absorbed that very simple life lesson? Well, it's because they live in the pretend, make-believe world of academia. They cosplay all day long. They exist in their own nutty little ivory tower universe and convince each other that they're very important because they can show what papers they've been awarded by various phony universities. It's a giant clown show.
It's a giant clown show. I was hearing the reporting yesterday that on the Columbia's campus in the tents, they had all these tools. And I thought, what are they doing with the tools? Oh, breaking into the building tonight. That's what they did with the tools. So they used the tools to break into... They've occupied the same building that the protesters occupied in 1968. Isn't that exciting? And doesn't that make you an exciting person with your mask on? Whatever.
More cosplay. Literally wearing costumes, terrorist costumes, and running around like they're little Che Guevaras. It's just so sickening.
I think a lot of them is cosplay. Some of them is not. They are just flat out Hamas people.
Well, right. The longer I live, the more I come to realize a lot of absolutely dedicated, ready to kill you or die for the cause militants have no idea what they're talking about.
How about
I'd always assumed that they were like super dyed in the wool, understood all of it, the historical context, and had made the decision that blah, blah, blah. No, they're idiots.
Right. Yeah.
They've got a child's understanding of what they're screaming about.
That is interesting to find that out.
And if they kill you, you're just as dead. Isn't that something?
Right. It's like after 9/11, because we had been asleep for several decades as a country and didn't think bad things in the world could happen to us anymore. But remember, after 9/11, it was all about trying to understand them. What have we done to make them so mad? And it turned out their reasons were stupid, just like these college kids' reasons are stupid. And this weird, not accurate, some of it completely made up view of history that they were acting on behalf of and were willing to kill for it. And
we're trying to establish a fundamentalist worldwide Islamic caliphate is the thing.
No, it must be us. It must be something we can do. If we're nicer, they'll be nice to us.
How can you look at yourself in the mirror seriously, though, if you say everybody's got to be out by 2 p.m.? 2 p.m., this is a solid deadline. No more negotiations. And then you let the time come and go, and then you let them double down by taking over one of your buildings. How do you get up in the morning and get dressed and look at yourself in the mirror? Honestly, I would be so embarrassed.
This is definitely a moment of reckoning for a lot of these administrators. They're recognizing the monster they've created, and how they deal with it is going to be interesting to watch, but... the lesson will soon be forgotten again. So,
I don't know if you saw what was going on in the middle of the afternoon, but a hell of a lot of teachers in orange vests, yellow vests, were linking arms around the tents to show you have to go through us, the teachers.
Fire them all, every one of them.
That seems like the clear reason. First of all, you just start expelling students left and right. We're expelling you all. You no longer exist here, and now you're on the property illegally because you have no right to be here because you're not a student. It's not that hard. What do they think the blowback would be?
If you want to reapply, come correct in 6 months or next semester, we're willing to chat. Maybe. But as of now, you're trespassing. You have 5 minutes.
But
tick-tock.
But I'm asking this question honestly. What is the blowback that they're concerned about?
Escalation in general. I actually read a really interesting piece by a prominent thinker talking about how the militants are desperate for escalation. It's like that putting your opponent in a decision dilemma thing where you wag your finger right in front of their face so they make a violent act so you can portray them as the oppressor. They're desperate for Columbia to start arresting people and cracking heads and that sort of thing. That's the irony of this. And so this thinker I was reading suggested more of a siege. You put up a fence around them with carefully controlled entrance into egress, if you will, this way to the egress. It's an old P.T. Barnum reference. Anyway, if you caught it, you have my respect. Anyway, back to my screen. So control entrance and leaving to the area. And as soon as anybody leaves, bar them from coming back. And they've got to leave eventually to get food and go to the toilet or what have you and just let it peter out. But that's not going to work now because they've taken over a building. So you would have to actually like lay siege to a building and starve them out over the course of weeks, which could be, I don't know what that could be. It's certainly not good PR. I don't know. This could well be the the dawn of an awful new age in America, and I shouldn't be laughing about it. On the other hand, our university system is so corrupt, so fake, it doesn't educate anybody. It's a money-grubbing scheme between government and academia. It's full of the worst sort of neo-Marxism and race-based identity politics. It's just, it's a disease. I've said it's a sore on the skin of America.
Ew.
So the fact that it's now like eating itself, I'm sorry. I can't be that upset.
Wow, a sore that eats itself. This is disgusting.
It is.
It's also a bit of a mixed metaphor, but anyway, back to you.
Well, yeah, so they've taken over one of the buildings now, so it's going to be harder to get them out of there now, because now you got like an urban warfare inside a building situation going on. I don't know. Yeah. Well,
this might be, for with all due respect to the repugnance of what's being expressed by the demonstrators, and that is a subject that I'm more than willing to engage with seriously, I think this might be just what the university system in America needed. I hope it gets worse.
Well, it's going to. So you're going to get your wish. So that's there. But it is rotted through and through, like top to bottom.
Yeah, in so many different ways. At the risk of repeating myself, I mean, like every way you look at it, it's corrupt.
Right. Starting with the very most basic core tenet of they're going there to learn. That stopped happening a long time ago. So nobody's going and learning anything. So right there, you could stop and say, what are we doing again? I mean, that'd be a good place to like come to a halt when you pass the point that you realize nobody's learning anything.
Or bothering to teach. It's kind of funny that you'd go any further in your analysis than that. I see your point. But what is being taught is, from an ideological point of view, entirely monochromatic, which is anathema to what a university ought to be. Then, again, we can get into the money-grubbing bit of it, where the government and the loans and the loan forgiveness then, they go to whatever, including unconstitutional measures they have to keep the money flowing. It's a scheme. It's a con.
Let's start the show officially before we get in trouble with the FCC and we have to lay siege to this building. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It is the last day of April, the 30th, year 2024. We are Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
If they try to starve us out, I'm only good for about an hour and a half. I don't miss a lot of meals. All right, let's start the show officially now. According to FCC rules and regulations, leaping into action at Mark.
From the river to the sea. You know what from the river to the sea is? If you don't, that's all right. Most of the students chanting it don't understand that they are chanting genocidal comments.
All right.
They want to wipe out all Jews, and they want to destroy the state of Israel, and they want to kill Jews and push them. See, they are Hamas on college campuses when they chant that.
So yesterday, Joe Scarborough went nutso calling it Hamas on college campuses, which is completely accurate. And then he got, a lot of blowback, apparently because they were falling all over themselves apologizing today. Plenty of college students who are very well educated on all the issues who just want, and we agree that Benjamin Netanyahu has gone too far and blah, 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 which lasted for a while as I was taking an MSNBC, but then Joe Scarborough got all worked up again by the end of it, was calling them all terrorists again, which is kind of hilarious, which is
accurate. Speaking of amusing.
They're a bunch of terrorists. They're a bunch of white, privileged, elitist terrorists. Pretend terrorists.
As a super bonus, now the university system is crumbling, as it must, and Joe Scarborough is losing his marbles. This is the best week ever.
Anyway, how does the mailbag look?
Oh, it's fine and dandy. You'll enjoy it, guaranteed.
God dang it. That's every day. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
So I get up today like normal. The thing I'm most excited about to begin the day with, of course, is coffee. Start the coffee maker, come back for that coffee that I desperately need. Forgot to put the cup underneath the machine again.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like I do like twice a year. Coffee went all over the counter and all over the floor. So then not only do you have a giant mess to clean up, but you haven't had any caffeine yet. And right. You're so angry. And
now you're running late. Yes. More stress. Oh, boy. Here's your freedom loving quote of the day. During the college protests in the 1960s, Ronald Reagan, governor of California at the time, and we have lots of audio from him at the time. Really interesting.
I've heard that. Wow, how different is that era from now?
But here's the quote from Reagan. Obey the prescribed rules or pack up and get out.
This
isn't eloquent, perhaps, not elaborate. No, simple truth.
It's not complex.
Obey the prescribed rules or pack up and get out. There you go. That's how you deal with it. That's how you deal with a lot of stuff in life. Human beings are guilty of two things, thinking too little and thinking too much. In this case, it's a thinking too much.
Right. I have comments on that, but we'll wait to play some of the Reagan clips because I look forward to that.
Great. Here's a mailbag for you. Just drop us a note when you want. Mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com is the email address. Let's see. Nice note here from Mark. Heard your program. You're discussing the recent Rand Corporation study that showed America's in a lot of trouble in a lot of different ways.
And there's no example of a country ever bouncing back from this.
There sort of is, kind of. And that's exactly what he's responding to. I can offer the following quote. This is from an article. As institutions turn to cannibalizing each other, there's a little... The notable exception that proves the rule of civilizational delusion is the Zhao dynasty of ancient China. It is an encouraging example since it shows a societal failure arrested and reversed by an intellectual golden age called the Hundred Schools of Thought. Confucianism, legalism, Taoism could only come into being with this kind of epistemic opportunity.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that, but I think the biggest difference would be China was so isolated at that point. So we are the wealthiest nation on earth, and the wolves are going to be at our door immediately. It's not like we can sit around and figure out a way to rebuild our culture.
Right, an era of near instantaneous immigration and travel and informational flow and that sort of thing. I would agree. And also, you know, those various regenerations of China were generally preceded by everything falling apart and then something new springing up, some new organizational structure. So, you know, I mean, this landmass will continue to be occupied by human beings that will find some way to govern themselves or be governed, but I don't think it'll be a lot like the United States in 100 years.
Yeah, if you didn't hear that segment, it was interesting. The Pentagon commissioned a report, like, how's the country doing re-competing against China on the world stage? And the determination was that we're headed south and may be unrecoverable, and a lot of it having to do with how, like, selfish and decadent we are, and how our politics are so polarized, and there's no civic unity, and a variety of things that all sound completely true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It rang true. Just when you hear the totality of it, it's a little discouraging. Anyway, moving along to the correspondence, here's Tom in SoCal. Guys, here's a proposed solution to the campus protest problem. Mandatory semester abroad in Gaza. That would include, one, Geography 101. Students will learn about which river and which sea they're actually chanting about. Two, Literature 101. Students will be taught new words to rhyme that exclude hide and genocide, sea and free. And three, History 101. Students will learn that Israelis have been indigenous to this region for thousands of years. They'll learn about the region of Palestine during and post the Ottoman Empire. And they will also learn that the Ottoman Empire had nothing to do with footrests. That's Tom in SoCal.
Hilarious.
I thought there was also a reference to they'll read the book of Genesis. Let's see. Brent in the Bay Area, California, says on Monday's broadcast, he played a clip of the student protest leader, that lunatic advocating killing Zionists. While that's abhorrent by itself, early in his rant, he casually mentions how we already accept the killing of fascists, racists, Nazis, etc. When did we as a society decide that murdering anyone because of their beliefs is okay? The scary part is that he's not an isolated case. I bet most of these university protesters share the same views. Scary when we live in a world where all some group needs to do is put a certain label on you, and then other extreme elements of that group might kill you because they think it's justified and responsible. Disagree with me? You're a fascist. You're a fascist. It's my responsibility to silence you. Crazy times.
And silence means kill. Yeah, we ought to play some more clips of that kid, one of the leaders of the Columbia protests, because I learned more about his background yesterday, which really explains how we got this moment. Pretty much. We got so much good stuff today. The world being on fire gives you a lot to talk about.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
This is a smokescreen. Bureaucracy is a prison, and the students refuse to trade in the blood of Palestinians.
Today is day 205 of genocide in Gaza. We must take action to end the true state of emergency, Colombia's complicity in genocide.
All right, overnight, the students in Columbia who were ordered to be gone by 2 p.m. yesterday, then just stayed there and nobody did anything about it, broke into a building and took it over last night. And now they're bellowing things like, this must be what it felt like to be my dad when he was about 30 in the late 60s listening to this nonsense. Why doesn't somebody tell these young people to just shut up? No, shut up.
That's what needs to be more. Shut up. Yeah, the gross oversimplification of every issue, the childlike divest now. I was just reading an analysis of if every university in America divested in any company dealing with Israel, nobody would even notice. There's just not enough money involved. And there are trillions and trillions of dollars waiting to buy those shares in companies that do business with Israel. It would make zero material difference to anybody.
Not to mention that these universities take all kinds of money from some abhorrent countries that do other abhorrent things around the world that should hate if they don't hate, but they don't say anything about that.
Billions of dollars from China and Qatar, most notably.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry, Qatar. So overnight, or yesterday and overnight, anti-Israel protesters at Columbia took over a building after the school began suspending students for refusing to disperse. Dozens of Columbia students occupied Hamilton Hall, barricaded the entrances, claiming the area as their own. Well, I'll have to look into property law. I didn't actually go to law school, but I don't think you own it. Footage emerged on social media, protesters smashing windows and barricading themselves inside the building.
So at that point, they've committed a crime. So there's been a certain argument about the NYPD was waiting yesterday right off campus, ready to go in, assuming that they would be asked to go in at 2 o'clock when the students didn't leave. But they didn't go in because it's private property. The NYPD is saying we can't go onto private property unless there's a crime being committed. There's a crime being committed, obviously, if some, you know, a husband is beating his wife, the police can come in, even if it's private property. But there was not specifically a crime being committed. But now that they've broken into a building and are smashing windows, that's a crime. So why can't NYPD just show up and on their own start taking people out?
I think they're working with Columbia to figure out what to do and how to do it, which I think is appropriate. I see no need for the NYPD to start making the decisions on this, honestly. But something's got to be done.
Pro-lawlessness. You're pro-lawlessness is what you are.
The question of what to do when it was just a tent camp and angry chicks bellowing inanities at each other. And it was funny. And this is not a sexist thing. I know many capable women who I think would be great presidents, leaders of industry, leaders of organizations I hold dear, that sort of thing. But I watched several newses last night, as I like to say, and I rewound a couple of them as they went campus to campus to campus showing the chaos. And it was remarkable to me that the crowds of angry people ranged from 60-70% female to 90% female. Now, I get that there's an imbalance on college campuses already, but the angry militant students, I think on average, were 75 to 80% female.
Yeah, I live in a college town. It looks like that way already, just looking, watching people walk across the street. So, yeah, there's a lot of girls at colleges. What was I going to say? Oh, so at a number of these places where they have been arresting people, the majority of the people they've arrested weren't college students. They aren't from there.
Right. And we could certainly get into there's a new entity called the Escalate Network that's been established where radical pro-Palestinian students can find reports, strategies, tactics, and other resources to help them broaden their horizons and paralyze all of civil society and the global economy. And they're being financed by the Students for Justice in Palestine, the SJP, and the WOL. I can't remember what that stands for, but it's like a global militant organization. There are people and money flooding onto college campuses to pour gasoline on what ought to be a small and pathetic fire of misguided 19-year-old social majors.
Well, you're not wanting to call in the NYPD, I suppose, is because it's reached this point. It would be quite the dust up to do that.
Which is what they desperately want,
sure.
The militants.
You gotta snuff these things out early before they get to this point, when it's easy to, and that's where they've done that on some campuses across the country. First two tents go up. No, you can't put tents there. And they just take them down and haul off the kids and say, you're suspended. And then that's it. And it doesn't get a foothold. But if you let it grow like Columbia has, then you're reaching a point where, okay, so are we going to have this giant makes the history books and people are watching videos of this 40 years from now sort of mayhem? Or how are we going to handle this?
It's almost as if a stitch in time saves 7 to 11 stitches. You know what I mean? You can't let this stuff get out of hand. You've got to be decisive. Speaking of which, this is so great. This is Ronald Reagan in the 60s. We'll just say that. Responding to unrest on the campuses of California when he was the governor. And just a quick aside, I saw the video, and we'll play you part of the audio, but the academics who are sitting there arguing with him that, no, we can't do what you're saying, it would be wrong, are just such cliches of the academics of the era with their pipes and their beards and their elbow patch jackets and everything. I mean,
disgust me with your pipe and your beard.
Your bearded piping. It's just straight out of Central Casting, as they say. It's kind of funny as an aside. But here's Reagan discussing how to respond to protesters. 50, Michael.
Those people told you for days in advance that if the university sought to go ahead with that construction, they were going to physically destroy the university.
Why did you negotiate many times?
Negotiate? What is to negotiate? What is?
University is a public institution.
That's right. But the university,
its own community, and for the community of Berkeley that live around it.
All of it began the first time some of you who know better and are old enough to know better let young people think that they had the right to choose the laws they would obey as long as they were doing it in the name of social protest.
I'm sick and tired of the argument about whether some effort to enforce law and order is going to escalate anything at all. Plain truth of the matter is this has to stop, and it has to stop like the day before yesterday.
I would like to propose that the issue is that on the campuses, you who are adults, you who are entrusted with those young people and their guidance, have a responsibility to make it plain to them from the very beginning that you yourselves do not tolerate the kind of conduct that has led to the burning of Wheeler Hall, that has led to two murders on the campus of UCLA.
You created an atmosphere on the campus where no one wants to listen. No.
You are a liar.
That is fantastic.
Goes on for 4 minutes. We may play more of it later.
This needs to end, and it needs to end the day before yesterday. That's the clip I want. I love that. That's fantastic. Why is nobody willing? You quit blowing your pipe smoke in my face, Beardy McBeard Chin. why is nobody in a position of power speaking like that at all, really? Why is that?
A combination of agreement with them, the kids, or sympathy to their far-left views. And what I was describing yesterday, the relationship between university and student is completely different now. And you've talked about this, how they're all competing to build the most luxurious dorms that are like a luxury resort. The kids are now paying customers at a luxury learning resort. High dollars, financed frequently by government loans, which are then forgiven. It's a giant sloshing back and forth pool of money.
Yeah, it's funny. The most inaccurate word in your term luxury learning resort is learning. It's luxury, and it's a resort. The learning part, it's questionable.
Yeah, it's like the difference in how you're going to be treated. If you get a little drunk and out of hand at your local Motel 6, they're just going to call the cops. But if you're drunk and disorderly, it's some sort of $1,500 a night, Four Seasons or whatever, the Ritz, they'll gently escort you back to your room. Well, they want your money is why they're not cracking down on the kids. The power structure has been completely inverted.
One of the things I really like that Ronald Reagan said there, and I watched that video, and it's interesting. He had the advantage of looking like he was 60 when he was 40. I mean, he going way back. In his early days, he just had that look of a serious grown-up his whole life. mm-hmm. Some people are like that. I've looked like a child you can ignore my whole life, so whatever. And, we are all
tragic,
different talents. But him saying that The problem is that you gave these students the idea, you let them believe that they can pick and choose which laws they want to follow. And that is exactly it. When I so many clips that I heard yesterday of some young woman in a Hamas scarf saying, "You have not met our demands." And the fact that she has been led to believe that she can even stand there and claim she has demands, it means we're so off the rails. What do you mean demands? You don't get
your
to demand
your demands are
anything.
So cute. Yeah.
That doesn't, that none of these words mean anything. You're a college student here. Go to class. You don't get to demand something.
This has to stop, and it has to stop like the day before yesterday.
Yes.
Again, why does everything have to have music going behind it?
TikTok world, man.
Yeah, all right. So, if you don't like this college, go elsewhere. Now, move or you'll be arrested. It is as simple as that. And I know that these militant organizations want a confrontation. And so, at this point, it's extremely difficult to know exactly what to do because of the difficulty in clearing a building. Although, I'm sure they will at some point. That's why you have to end it early. I'm sorry, I lost the point I was trying to make. I was going to circle back to it. Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, we all understand what's going on. While the militant groups desperately want confrontation and violence and great video so they can send it around and whip people up and claim that you're the real aggressor, you've got to do that early. You've got to give them what they want in as... matter-of-fact way as you can. It's like the cops I saw in Texas clearing the place out, stone-faced, not going to excessive violence or anything like that, not getting baited by the screeching 19-year-old social majors, just going about their business, enforcing the law.
What needs to be talked more about, and this came up yesterday, you had the guy who was like sympathetic to their protest, beyond sympathetic, in agreement with their protesting, but older guy trying to give them the lecture of, look, if you want to actually accomplish things, you've got to stop with this violent rhetoric. We need to talk about, what is going to accomplish the goals we want to. And then they all kind of politely clapped, took the bullhorn and started chanting from the river to the sea. And I mentioned Hillary Clinton years ago when there were protesters. I don't even remember what the issue was at the time. And she said, that's fantastic, but what is your plan? What is the legislation you want to pass? That's what we need to emphasize more with really everybody. It needs to become more of our in our bloodstream that when you want to change things, we have a process. That's what's amazing about the way our country is built. There's a process starting at your city council or county commissioner, whatever, all the way up through to for all the knocking Barack Obama being a community organizer. That's the way you do it. You organize a community over an issue. You start to try to work on policy. You try to get things changed that way. This, I'm going to yell the loudest and occupy a building until you capitulate, is not the process.
This has to stop, and it has to stop like the day before yesterday.
Yes, sir, Mr. Governor. As long as I'm unleashing unpalatable metaphors, I mean, the demonstration thing is so masturbatory in that you're pleasuring yourself,
which I like,
but having no effect.
That would be disappointing.
Oh, and it's pleasurable, but you're not accomplishing anything.
Okay.
Now, getting back to the point of that Reagan made, actually, that you've sent the message to these kids that they can choose which laws they follow and which they break, as long as they're breaking them in the name of social justice or whatever term he used. That is precisely the message that they've been receiving from the Democratic Party. Witness George Floyd riots and burning effing murders, friends. Murders took place. And the federal government barely condemned it. The media didn't condemn it. Academia didn't condemn it. And the entertainment world didn't condemn it. Given the fact that that's like all the young people hear from anyway, their entire worldview as 19-year-old social majors has been formed with the idea that you can do anything you want as long as it represents the political left. And it's okay.
Yeah. That would be pretty encouraging. What are your thoughts? We got Katie's headlines on the way. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Rarely do Katie's headlines contain breaking news. Very exciting.
From the New York Times.
Katie Green, go ahead.
All right, from the New York Times. Judge fines Trump $9,000 for violating gag order in hush money trial.
So I've seen different headlines. I've seen 9 violations, 8 violations, and 1 violation. Which one of those headlines is correct? Each violation was a $1,000 fine, so that would seem to me a $9,000 fine. Let me see, do the math. 9 violations, according to that. But so can you get a billionaire to shut up by fining him $1,000 per Trumpian utterance?
No, certainly not. Did he threaten an escalation of fines or anything like that? That might be significant. I don't know.
From CNN, Columbia directs students, faculty, and staff to vacate university's journalism school building, citing safety concerns.
Yeah, the Biden administration just put out their strongest statement yet against the protesters taking over the building and saying, we'll get it for you because it just came out, but saying that they do not condone terms like intifada and things like that. So we'll see how this is handled by the media.
NBC News. U.S. pushes for Gaza ceasefire, seeing narrow window for a deal before Israel launches Rafah assault.
Yeah, good luck with that. You know who doesn't want a peace? Hamas.
From Bankrate. Buy or rent? Study shows renting is more affordable in the 50 largest metros.
Yeah, God, I watched a news story on that on the evening news last night. That was the dumbest story I've ever seen. I was watching the evening news and thinking, do they make this for second graders or people who can't read? I mean, this is the dumbest, most dumbed down story I've ever heard. So I didn't learn anything is my point.
From ABC News. 2 giant pandas from China to arrive at San Diego Zoo under conservation partnership.
Yay.
Yeah, they call them giant pandas, but they're like 6 feet tall. You tell me giant, I want a 50-foot panda.
Exactly. Huh? I just watched the King Kong movie. That's giant.
Right.
From Newsweek, warning as first American dolphin diagnosed with bird flu.
Oh, my God. The birds gave it to the cows who gave it to the dolphins.
It's hard to picture that party. I've got to admit, I heard that story on ABC News, and I was a little bit concerned. Now you have the bird kingdom, mammals, and aquatic mammals have all acquired this disease. Maybe it sputters out, but it's a little troubling.
Should I throw out my dolphin milk, or is it still okay to drink?
No, drink it up.
And finally, the Babylon Bee. Aw, sad. College student so caught up harassing Jews, he forgot about his term paper on inclusion.
That's pretty good.
Well-crafted.
God, we got audio we'll play of this Jewish kid trying to get to class and arguing the protesters blocking his way, saying, look, I just want to go to class. I have class in 10 minutes. I just want to go to class. And they wouldn't let him go to class. Isn't that amazing?
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.